NAVED TRA 14167 Foxtrot, Naval Safety Supervisor, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 5, Navy Occupational Safety and Health Program Fundamentals. 1. Who has established the NAVOSH program? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. 2. In what year was the first NAVOSH program manual, OPDAV Instruction 5100.23 Charlie, written, defining the Navy's occupational safety and health standards? 1983. 3. What program addresses the maintenance of safe and healthful conditions in the workplace or the occupational environment? NAVOSH. 4. What deals with preserving the health of workers on the job? Occupational health. 5. What concerns the prevention of mishaps and injuries that may occur on the job? Occupational safety. 6. What defines safety standards for ships, submarines, and small craft? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19 Delta. 7. What involves inspecting every workplace at the facility or ship, from the overhead to the deck? Industrial Hygiene Survey. 8. What is a unit used to express sound pressure levels? Decibel. 9. What is the legally established time-weighted average concentration or ceiling concentration of a contaminant or the exposure level of a harmful physical agent that must not be exceeded? Permissible Exposure Limit, PAPA Echo Lima. 10. TLVs are established by what? American Conference of Governmental Industrial Hygienists, Alpha Charlie, Gulf India Hotel. 11. What is defined as any combination of work, airflow, humidity, air temperature, thermal radiation, or internal body condition that strains the body? Heat stress. 12. Taking noise measurements is part of the baseline or how many month industrial hygiene survey aboard ship? 18. 13. Ashore, noise measurements are taken according to the workplace monitoring plan and records are maintained for how many years? 40. 14. The work areas where the sound level, continuous or intermittent, is routinely greater than 84 decibels, or where the peak sound pressure level caused by impulse or impact noise routinely exceeds 1 decibel, are considered hazardous noise areas. 140. 15. Personnel working in designated hazardous noise areas or operating noise hazardous equipment must wear combination of both the insert type and circumoral muff type of hearing protective devices in all areas where noise levels exceed how many decibel? 104. 16. Each hearing protective device is tested and assigned a what? NRR, November Romeo Romeo. 17. What manages the overall program for hazardous material control and management for the Navy? Naval Supply Systems Command. 18. Only a state authority or what else may designate material as hazardous waste? Environmental Protection Agency. 19. What are technical bulletins containing information about hazardous material? Material Safety Data Sheets, Mike Sierra, Delta Sierras. 20. What is a computerized database of material safety data sheets? Hazardous Materials Information System, Hotel Mike, India Sierra. 21. The HMIS database provides useful information on more than how many hazardous materials used by DoD? 70,000. 22. What provide the handler, shipper, and user of a hazardous material with critical information? Labeling. 23. The Navy considers any person found to have vision in one eye of what or worse to be visually impaired. 20 over 200. 24. A warning sign and how many inch yellow and black striping or checkerboard markings on the deck identify eye hazardous areas. 3. 25. In no instance should a person have to travel more than 100 feet or take more than how many seconds to get to the eyewash unit. 10. 26. Plumbed and self-contained emergency eyewash equipment. Flush the eyes using potable water. The minimum flow rate must be 0.4 gallons per minute for how many continuous minutes? 15. 27. Workers who smoke and are exposed to asbestos have chances how many times greater of developing cancer? 90. 28. What is energy transmitted through space in the form of electromagnetic waves or nuclear particles? Radiation. 29. Alpha particles, beta particles, and neutrons are what types of particles? Nuclear. 30. Radiation with enough energy to strip electrons from atoms in the media through which it passes is known as what type of radiation? Ionizing. 31. How many types of air contamination may we be exposed to? 6. 32. Fumes are very small particles, what size or less, formed by the condensation of volatilized solids, usually metals. 1 micrometer. 33. What is a material that, under normal conditions of temperature and pressure, tends to occupy the entire space uniformly? Gas. 34. Smoke is carbon or soot particles less than what in size, resulting from the incomplete combustion of carbonaceous material, such as coal or oil. 0.1 micrometer. 35. What is the gaseous state of a substance that is normally a liquid or solid at room temperature? Vapor. 36. What type of respirator removes air contaminants by filtering, absorbing, adsorbing, or chemical reaction? Air purifying. 37. What type of respirator provides breathing air independent of the environment? Supplied air. 38. What provides protection in oxygen-deficient environments or other environments dangerous to life or health? SCBA, Sierra Charlie Bravo Alpha. 39. What protects the user in a hazardous environment? Personal protective equipment, Papa Papa Echo. 40. Personnel must wear parachute-type safety harnesses with what type of safety lanyards when climbing, working aloft, or working over the side? Dynabrake. 41. What officer supervises operation of the portable electrical tool issue room? Electrical safety. 42. Ashore, tools must meet what approval or have a grounded metal case? Underwriters Laboratories, Uniform, Lima. 43. All personnel, when reporting aboard and how often thereafter, receive indoctrination on basic electrical safety. Annually. 44. Aboard ship, a gas-free certificate is good for a maximum of what time frame? 8 hours. 45. Ashore, the marine chemist performs gas-free services as outlined in what instruction? OPNAV instruction 5100.23 Foxtrot. 46. What is not authorized to inspect military workers or ships for safety, but it is authorized to inspect civilian work sites aboard ship? OSHA, Oscar Sierra, Hotel Alpha. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.